Inspiration.
I can do anything.
Education.
Let's do this.
And application.
Oh boy, this is going to be good.
Welcome to Like It Matters Radio, keeping us out of the water hazard with some truth therapy and teeing up solutions for today's big issues. Here's your life caddy, Mr. Scott B. Black.
So welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
Have you ever wondered why it's so hard to change? Have you ever noticed that sometimes you can really get into change, and then other times it's really, really hard? Have you ever wanted to commit and wanted to change, and man, in one moment you were absolutely sure that you were ready to change, and then at the next temptation, at the next tension, at the next time, all of a sudden, you do what you did before, what you shouldn't be doing now. See, the story about a Chinese general, he had a noble cause. He wanted to change the world. As he sat down to figure out how he's going to change the world, he realized, first, he had to start with his own country. As he sat down to figure out how he's going to change his country, he realized he had to start with his community, since he and his family resided in said community. As he sat down to figure out how he's going to change his community, he realized he had to start with his family, since they were the pillars of said community. And as he sat down to figure out how he's going to change his family, he came to the dawning realization that the only person he could change was himself. Yes, I'm going to quote Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror. And as he changed himself, that might inspire change in his family. As he changed his family, that would inspire change in his community. As he changed his community, that just might change his country. And ladies and gentlemen, that could change the world. You see, life's about change. The only consistency in life is change. From the day we're born, we are one day closer to death. And we have habits, we have goals, we have New Year's resolutions, we have commitments and recommitments, we have dedications and rededications. But most of the change taking place is on the passive side, not the offensive or aggressive side. And why? Because of programming. You know, as I was a little kid, my dad was not the nicest of people, and he could slice people with the words. And whenever we said something obvious, you know, Mr. Obvious, Captain Obvious, my dad would say, no, S-H blank blank, Sherlock. You know, no fecal matter, Sherlock. Boy, say that four times, Spencer, real quick. You know, remember Back to the Future with Biff the Bully? And he picking on old McFly. You know, knock on his head, McFly, you in there? Anybody home? You know, when we were little kids, when someone did something silly or something what we would call stupid, we say, nice move, Einstein. Great answer, Einstein. You know, kind of like Bill Clinton's campaign manager. It's the economy, stupid, right? And so today on Like It Matters Radio, I'm going to have Hope and Change join me in the studio again, because without hope, well, there's nothing to look forward to. And without hope, there's no positive change. If we are going to fight our good fight as warriors, we need to understand the power of our identity. Our identity is our superhero intellect. And get this, our habits shape our identity, and our identity shapes our habits. As James Clear in his masterpiece Atomic Habits states, the formation of all habits is a feedback loop. And when we learn what type of person we truly are, then we act different. And so today on Like It Matters Radio, we're going to have an hour of power, and I'm going to be joined by team members from Team 251, and I'm going to posit. It's the identity Einstein. You know, it's incredible. I've had an awakening over the last 5 months. For those that know me, I'm not going to rehash it. Listen to a radio show now and then. But about 5 months ago, God called me back to life, said, Scott Black, come forth. You're not going anywhere. I'm not taking you home. I prepared for you just for such a time as this. It's my Esther moment. Don't be calling me Esther. Such a time as this. For 31 years, I've been getting people ready. I've been teaching them about a toolbox. I've been helping them get rid of the pain from the past and turn it into purpose for the future. To use their pain as a conduit, as a vessel to help others in pain, to show them the toolbox that they were given by the God of the universe, by the master of the universe, by the creator of all things. And in my process, I've learned a lot. I do a firewalk class. We're a four-hour power goal-setting class, and we walk on fire. We tie it to goals. So I know how to set goals. And I know the power of words, but I limited my belief system on what the power of words is up until recently. And so one thing, I'm a master in neuro-linguistic programming, and one thing that Dr. Robert Diltz, he introduced years ago, something called the logical levels. They're based on Gregory Bateson's work from The Ecology of Mind. And there are six levels that we have changed. Six levels we work on. Six levels that encompass all things. The bottom level is environment. Right below that is behavior. Right above that is capabilities. Right above that is beliefs and values. Right above that is identity. And right above that is spirit. So if you looked at them in order from top to bottom, it would be spirit, identity, beliefs and values, capabilities, behaviors, and environment. Now, there's something in HR that says criticize the behavior, not the person. And let me tell you why. Because the logical levels. It also says compliment the person, not the behavior. Let me tell you why. Because the logical levels. Einstein has one of my favorite quotes, which I'd never understood until I met the logical levels. And it says this. You cannot solve a problem at the same level it was created at. Einstein. And so let me tell you about the logical levels. It's easier to change things at the bottom versus the top. And changes take place, however, from the top down. It's trickle-down change, not from the bottom up. And the most important one, you cannot change an issue at the same level it was created at. If you have a problem with one level, you must go to the level above it. This is why you criticize the behavior, not the person. Why? Because behavior is from the second to the bottom up. It's the easiest, one of the easiest ones outside of environment to change. But your identity, the person, is second from the top. It is actually the hardest one to change because even the one above it, spirit, is just to humble yourself and accept the paid price of Jesus Christ. So even the spirit level is easier to change than the identity level. But when you change who your God is, then you change who you are, which changes what you believe, which changes your capabilities, which changes your behavior, which changes where you hang out at. And here's the key. It's a lot easier to change what you do than who you are. But I never got this till James Clear at Atomic Habits. He said, really, the key is to change your identity. See, that's the key. The concept of identity-based habits is our first introduction to another key about change. It's a feedback loop. Our habits shape our identity, and our identity shapes our habits. It's a two-way street. The focus should always be on becoming the type of person, not getting a particular outcome. The formation is all about a feedback loop. Identity change is the North Star of habit change, he says. The true question, are you becoming the type of person you want to become? And after the break, we're going to be joined by two guests who over 2.5 days in Leadership Awakening changed their identity. And what you're going to hear, because they changed their identity, their habits, their actions are changing as well. That is the key with habit change. It starts at the identity level. After the break, you're going to hear it from the horse's mouth, if you will. I'm Black. I'll be right back.
Give me 48 hours and I will give you a new beginning. Give me 48 hours and I will give you hope. Give me 48 hours and I will give you your power back. Because between the stimulus and the response, there is a space. And in that space is your freedom. It is your power.
At Like It Matters Leadership Awakening, 48 hours will change the course of your life. Discover the very purpose of your life, along with the ability to achieve. Give Mr. Black 48 hours in the next Leadership Awakening. Sign up at likeitmatters.net/schedule.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. And by education, I always go back to Einstein's definition. Einstein's defined education is not the learning of mere facts and figures, but the training of the mind to think. And today's show is called It's the Identity, Einstein. No blank, Sherlock. Great move, Einstein, right? We used to say that when we edge in someone and says the word stupid or whatever, we'd be facetious, if you will. But I want you to know, when we're talking about change and changing habits, the first step is not what or how. And this is what James Clear, Atomic Habits, talks about. It's who. And this is what I do in my training at likeitmatters.net. And by the way, our final class ever for Like It Matters, our final Leadership Awakening, is December 7th through 9th in Dallas in a couple weeks. If you want the best Christmas of your life, you need to get your butt in chair, go to likeitmatters.net. And you need to know who you want to be. Once you understand who you want to be, everything changes. Otherwise, your quest for change is like a boat without a rudder. You got to understand the power to change your beliefs. They start with about ourselves, who we are, what we're capable of. Your identity, our identity, is not set in stone. Up until now, we've not chosen, but we can choose differently. We can choose the identity we want to reinforce today with the habits that you choose today. Atomic Habits, James Clear, one of my favorite quotes, he says this: building better habits isn't about littering your day with life hacks. It's not about flossing one tooth each day or taking a cold shower each morning or wearing the same outfit each day. It's not about achieving external measures of success like earning more money, losing weight, or reducing stress. Habits can help you achieve all of these things, but fundamentally, they are not about having something. They are about becoming someone. So let's go to the phone line. Let's welcome Joshua to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Mr. Black. How are you?
I'm not as good as you, but I'm doing well nonetheless. So last Thursday, you showed up in my training. What brought you outside my door? How'd you find out about me? Real quick, just tell us how you got there.
Well, a mentor of mine just told me to clear the dates, and he didn't really tell me much about it. And then he told me to buy a plane ticket to Vegas, and then he just told me don't quit, and that's it. That's all I knew.
So now, have you seen other people that have been through my training? Were you aware of other people and their impact?
Before your class, no. After your class, yes. There's some other friends that have taken it.
So before, you didn't know they had went, but then afterwards you found out.
Right. Correct.
Awesome. Awesome. So when you showed up 5 minutes into it, we're getting started. Is it what you thought? Is it what you expected? Be honest. Tell me, what was going through your head?
No, I was scared. I was nervous. I was shaking. I was like, what did I get myself into? Why am I here? I mean, I was like, this is not going to be easy.
Isn't that funny? It's, as you look back that first few minutes, if you were to judge that process based on that, like some did, and they quit. Sometimes people quit. Sometimes they kick people out. Could you imagine if you would have walked out of that class on Thursday night, knowing what you know now? I mean, you didn't know at the time, but knowing what you know now, if you would have quit Thursday night, what would you feel right now?
That would be a huge mistake. I mean, I wouldn't be half the person that I am today. I wouldn't have the ability to see who I truly am inside and to find that identity that that God wants me to be.
Amen.
So it would have been a huge mistake.
Yeah, but it was hard, right? I mean, you thought about, man, it'd be easy to walk out the door. Is this really for me? I mean, you had thoughts like that. Is that fair to say, Joshua?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and in the past, you probably, like I have, probably at sometimes backed away from things or not leaned into them, right? Because they were tough and really weren't for you, right?
Correct. Yeah, this time I had made the decision before I even got on the plane that I wasn't
going to be. That's right. And you spent 48 hours, less than, right? I met you at 5 o'clock on Thursday, and as I told you, graduation started at 3:30, and you were out that door by 5. So in 48 hours, what's different about Joshua's life?
Wow. Up until now, I had a lot of self-worth issues, feeling like I'm not worthy to have the blessings that God has in store for me, just a lot of struggle with internal stuff. And now I have the skills to be able to go, you know what, I not only am I a prince, but it's not who I am, it's whose I am as well. And there was things in my life that I had to go through or got to go through to have the skills that I have that are going to help others today. And just realizing that and realizing that I can, because God can turn anything for good. Anything that happens to you, God can turn it to good. And I've heard that before, but I didn't truly take it to heart until after that 48 hours.
Yeah, and that's Romans 8:28. That's why we need to know scripture, because it's our standard. For God causes all things to work for the good for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. It makes sense, right? God didn't want David to have sex with Bathsheba. God didn't want David to get Uriah killed. But God can use all things. David had to pay a price for that. But God didn't stop loving David, and God doesn't remember David for those things, because God says, the Bible says, God chooses not to remember. You see, a lot of people think it says God forgets. It doesn't say God forgets. That's more passive. It says God chooses to remember our sins no more. That's an active choice. And what happened this weekend, is it fair to say that you started making some different active choices? Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. And, you know, just thinking about the end and who I want to be and the things I want to accomplish and having that belief instilled in me. And it showed me a lot, because even though I thought of myself as a leader, I never really truly believed that I could be a leader or that people would want to follow me. But after that 48 hours, there's no doubt in my mind. People will follow me. People will look at me as a leader. I just need to make the correct choices.
Yeah. So if I was to ask you, and just give me, you know, 5, 6, 7 words, who are you, Joshua? Who is Joshua?
Boy, I am a lover, an encourager, a leader, a fighter. A prince.
Amen. Good words. Now, honestly, if I were to ask Joshua of Thursday, pre-class, and he was being honest with me, give me 5 words that Joshua, the old you, what were 5 words speaking honest, what would the 5 words be?
Unworthy, lazy, incompetent, hypocrite.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now those are belief systems. And so remember, James Clear, you know, I'm just learning this from James Clear, and I teach this, and it was just a totally different take, that the key to goals is not with what you do, but who you are, because who we are stems from what we do. It's a link there. And so, you know, I always say you got to criticize the person, not the behavior. If my son Christian lied to me and I said, Christian, you're a liar, I took a behavior of his and I attached it to his identity. So now I made him a liar. And Joshua, what do liars do?
Lie.
They lie. Don't you get it? They're not trustworthy. Do you see how the identity is a double-edged sword? And now that my yelling at my son over and over for 10 years or whatever, beating on him, calling him a liar, calling him a mess up, how do you think he's going to act? He's going to act as if we are self-fulfilling prophecies. And listen to what you used to say about yourself in your head. And we have 18,000 conversations a day. And now what you're saying is totally different. Let me ask you, what's the biggest takeaway you feel you've gotten from that class?
The biggest takeaway is the belief in myself. I didn't have, up until now, belief that I could actually do the things that I set my mind to. I would tell myself I could, but then secretly deep down think, oh, I'm not worthy enough. I'm not going to get what I want or what I need or what I desire in life or accomplish my dreams. And I 100% do not believe that anymore. Not beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to help so many people. I'm going to change so many lives. I have that belief in me that I can do anything. I just need to set my mind to it and know who I am.
And that's not Pollyanna. That's not, you know, sky blue, powder blue, what is it, rainbows and unicorns. I create an environment, and what I do is situational leadership. And I put pressure. I bring the pressure. Is that fair to say I bring the pressure?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a little shock and awe, Joshua, a little shock and awe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's nothing like anything that I've ever experienced before. And like you said, what when you put pressure on a sponge, what's inside comes out. And that was very clear that there was a lot of stuff that I was holding on to that I was able to leave there because of that pressure.
Isn't that cool? It's not, look at how much you took away, but what you said is so important. What did you leave? Because a lot of us have a lot of lies we're holding on to, a lot of garbage, a lot of funk and gunk and junk, right? That's 251. We should name it. It's 251. No more funk, no more junk, no more gunk. Because you guys got rid of a lot of the unks, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, for sure.
Well, you showed up like a winner. You showed up as an overcomer. You showed up as a prince. You were willing to do when other people weren't. So you, my friend, are not just a leader, but you're a warrior. And I want you to know, brother, I'm proud of you. You hear that?
Yes, I do hear that. Thank you.
And I'm excited to see what God has for us as we walk together. Did you get my text this morning?
Absolutely.
You better read it. Did you read it?
Yeah, through the whole blog.
Yeah, that's it. That's who you are. I got to feed you daily so we can get to our muscles built, our spiritual, our warrior muscles. So I'm excited for you, brother. I'm looking forward to what God has for us together. Thanks for your time. You have an awesome day, okay?
You're welcome. You too.
All right, buddy. Oh, stay tuned. We got an incredibly powerful woman. Marissa's going to join us. And you want to talk about when you change your identity, you change your habits? Well, you're going to hear from a powerful, peaceful, present warrior called Marissa. After the break, we'll be right back. My show's about helping people become all they were created to be. Well, we all occupy a body and we don't know how it works. We are born into it. But man, that's a machine. And when you understand how that machine works, then you can work it more effectively. That's my outcome, to help people be able to make better decisions, have some hope, be inspired to be better today than they were yesterday, to live their life like it matters.
Like It Matters Radio with Scott Black.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio, like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. Part of why I do this show, this podcast, this radio show, is I want to bring hope. I want people to know, no matter what's going on in their world, there can be change. There's an opportunity to change it. I do it every single day for 31 years. You can go to likeitmatters.net and read about it. And we have our final class ever, the last class of the year and the last Leadership Awakening ever for Like It Matters, December 7th through 9th in Dallas, Texas. I think we're going to open up to 16 to 20 people. So it's our last one. So if you want an incredible holiday season, if you want to live your life like it matters, if you want to get on the right path so that you're in position to fight your good fight, then go to likeitmatters.net while it still is there. So, you know, we are blessed because we get to change lives, and it's real. It's not fake. And no two people are saying, we all have different stuff, different traumas, different dramas. We all have different past. We all have different futures. Well, they might end up in the same place. You know what the same place is? What the Bible says. The Bible says it's appointed for man to die one time and then comes the judgment. So I disagree with the thought out there that only one road leads to God. No. All roads lead to God. But only one road leads to God as Father, as Savior, as friend, as Abba Daddy. And that road is a narrow one. And through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. But I want you to know you're unique, you're special, you're different. And once you realize that, the identity level, you start acting different. But if you believe you have no value, if you believe you're just your body's just a wonderland, if you believe you're just here to be happy on this planet, be a self-fulfilled life, you got to realize there are two types of people in this world. Those people that know that this is the minor leagues. They know that this is not it, that this is our practice ground, that what we're doing now is getting us ready for what we were created for. There's that group of people, and there's a group of people that think this is it, and their outcome on this planet is to be happy, to be self-fulfilled. No, you were created unique. You were created rare and special for a purpose. In all the world, there's nobody like you. Since the beginning of time, there's never been another person like you. Nobody has your smile, your eyes, your hands, your hair. Nobody owns your handwriting or your voice. In all of time, there's never been anybody who laughs in exactly your way. And what makes you laugh or cry or think may have a totally different response than another. You are the only one in the whole of creation who has your particular set of abilities. There is always going to be someone who's better at one thing or another. Every person might be our superior in at least one way. But nobody in the universe can reach the quality and the combination of your talents, of your feelings. Throughout all of eternity, no one will ever walk, talk, think, or do exactly like you. You are rare. And in all rarity, there's an enormous value. And because of your great value, the need for you to imitate everyone else is absolutely wrong. You happen to be special. And it's no accident that you are. Please realize God made you for a special purpose. He has a job for you to do that no one else can do as well as you can. Out of the billions of applicants, only one is qualified. Only one has the unique and right combination of what it takes. And that one is you. Let's go to the phone lines and let's welcome Marissa to Like It Matters Radio. How you doing, Marissa?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I just want you to know, I know I delayed getting you on, but I wanted you to hear those words because that's you. You're an incredible woman. You're an incredible woman. You know, I feel blessed. I have so many people thank me for changing my life, their life, thank me for this and thank me for that. Well, you know, I called on Monday Mr. Sekaja, and I thanked him for something special. And I want you to know, you just... you know, you put a smile on my heart. You know, you enter the fray. You enter the fiery furnace, and it's scary. It's intense. I mean, right? That class is intense. Is that true?
Oh, extremely. Extremely.
Yeah. Would you say it's one of the most intense things you've ever done?
Yeah, it was challenging, and you know, I've played sports my whole life, but this was an area that I've never had to like tap into, so it probably was the most difficult thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You know, in sports and all that, we have parameters. When I was in the military, I had to play the game in boot camp. I realized that they weren't yelling at me. They were yelling at my uniform, you know, so I didn't get emotionally involved. I just played the game. And a lot of people play the game in sports. You know what the rules are. You know how to play the game. But what I require is your heart, your body, and your soul. And that's what makes it so difficult, because we can give our body, we can give our essence, we can give our spirit. But man, it's that heart. That heart is like the quarterback in the NFL. And we protect it at all costs because it's been damaged. It's been damaged. So first of all, tell us what brought you outside of my door. How did you get to know Mr. Black and show up at Leadership Awakening?
Yeah. So I have just been over the last like 40 to 60 days, just been really wanting, you know, more out of life, wanting more change. I feel like I was getting to a point where I'm pretty self-aware of the areas of my life where, you know, I'm just not doing well. And so I've gone to other conferences, went to a church conference that I could see like where my issues were stemming, but wasn't sure like what was next. And none of the other conferences gave me a, you know, a next step or anything like that. And I had a friend who honestly asked me what I was doing the following weekend. And he's like, I think this would be something that's really good for you. It'd help you elevate in your life as a mother and work. And I originally thought it was a work conference to help with sales. And I was like, oh, okay, like, what is it? And he told me, and, you know, the Leadership Awakening. I was like, oh, perfect. And he was like, it will help with it, but it is not focused on sales. And so that's kind of how I ended up there.
Yeah, and it does. It does help with sales. I mean, it does help with the way communication. It helps with our confidence. You know, I believe that when you improve the person, you improve the performance. And you improve the performance, you improve all relationships, both business and personal. And we do work on selling in the class, right? Selling is nothing more than gaining agreement. As I always say, gaining agreement for someone to buy your product, your service, your hand in marriage, your belief in God, whatever it is you're selling. And so we do teach, you know, gaining agreement, gaining skills and presentations. And you've probably noticed your ability to connect with people, you know, the, not taking the fear of rejection. You should have noticed the effect in yourselves this week. Have you noticed how it shows up?
Yeah, I've been very much more in tune with, you know, just listening, just being more of storytelling and hearing what they have to say and not being so transactional.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to connect. You know, the key with rapport, with sales is you always want to establish a level of rapport. You want to meet people in their map of reality. And you got, it's an unconscious connection. And never attempt to sell before you've established that connection, because there's going to be a lack of trust. There's going to be annoyance. Once you connect with them, though, you can get in their map of reality. Then you have a chance to see if it's a potential client. And maybe it's a China egg. You know, we always talk about China egg. A China egg is an egg made of China. And I always tell salespeople, no matter how long you sit on that egg, it's never going to hatch because it's made of China. So move on. It's a China egg. Right. You know. So let me ask you, you know, you spent 2.5 days in class. At some point, a shift took place where it went when you realized this was more about you, not about your performance, not about your company, but really about you. Where do you think that shift took place for you?
It was probably right between like 12 to like 16 hours in. And I want to say you had made a comment and I don't even know what we were doing, but I was like, this is obviously for me and I can either be extremely surface level with this, and just get by, or I can be completely real and raw and get the absolute most. And I just came to a point, and I even said this with our class, I was like, I'm just going to give it 100%, because if I give it 100% and I don't get anything, then at least I know I gave 100%. But if I were to give, you know, 50 to 75 and still feel like this wasn't worth my time, or it just, you know, wasn't what I was looking for, then I couldn't be mad at anybody but myself because I really didn't try.
Yep. And so how'd it go? What was the outcome? What is different in Marissa's life today than last Thursday?
Yeah. I think the phrase that I've been saying is I got my power back. In all areas, you know, my confidence, my with myself, the way I'm feel like I'm belonging in the universe. I feel like that's such a crazy thought, but just like knowing that my space is here, it's solidified. I'm meant to be here. I'm worthy of being here. And just that I can do more. I'm meant to do more.
Wow. And so what have you noticed different with your kids?
You know, I've just been a lot more patient with them. I've been a lot more in the moment. And just like taking the time, because my kids are so little, they're 3 and 1, and this is a time that's going to go by so quick, and it already has. So just being intentional about like, hey, when I'm home, like, and it's our evening routine, like putting my phone down, being in the moment. Last night, my son and I played school after he had already got home from school, and he wanted me to be the teacher. And just like taking in those little moments, because those little moments are everything. And I was breezing by those little moments because I was so wrapped up in my own head that I was like very routine. Like, okay, we get home from school, we do this, we do that, we do dinner, we do bath, we do bed, and not enjoying those moments. And I really just wanted to take away that they're only going to be kids for a short amount of time, and they'll be the adults for the rest of their lives. So just enjoying these such special moments, because these are where the core memories are made.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Marissa. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will talk off the radio, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm Black, and we'll wrap it up and put a bow on it. Don't miss this last segment. I'll make it all make sense.
Welcome to the world of Mr. Black.
You've had a difference in your relationship with God, too. Tell me about that.
I was raised in a church and I kind of stepped away in my adult life. And this class kind of brought me right back to my faith. And that's a huge, huge part of my life that's just been missing. And I feel rejuvenated, if that makes sense, that, you know, knowing that God's walking right next to me every day, every night. You know, he's right here for me and everyone else for that matter. But he's here for me right now.
And you have some peace, don't you?
Oh, it's really amazing. Sorry, I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay.
But it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling inside my heart.
Like It Matters' unique approach allows people to see, hear, and experience leadership in motion. Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters.
Welcome back to Like It Matters Radio. Radio like it matters. Inspiration, education, and application. Man, how blessed am I? I got to be a part of changing people's lives for 31 years, over 15,000 people directly. I've got to walk through 2.5-day intensives and create an atmosphere where they could choose to change their life. And, you know, I experienced a lot of pain in my youth. In the process of fixing myself, I learned a lot about systems, a lot about layers, and a lot about levels. And we are complex creatures. You know, my class where I unpack all this in a 48-hour period of time, really fast, very intense, is called Leadership Awakening. And at Like It Matters, that's my leadership training company. You can go to likeitmatters.net to read about it. We're bringing that to an end. Our final Leadership Awakening for Like It Matters will be December 7th through 9th in Dallas-Fort Worth. Go to likeitmatters.net. You want to be in there. It'll change your life. You'll have the best Christmas ever. Give your family the best gift possible, a better you. What better gift could our families get than a better us? See, we have to remember that man is a threefold being. We have three parts to this creature called human. You know, spirit, body, and a consciousness. We call it a brain. I am a spirit. I live in a body. I possess a consciousness. See, there's three parts there. We're triune. The real me is my spirit. The body is the medium by which my spirit expresses itself, my vehicle, and I possess the consciousness. Again, I use a simple example, plants. Plant life exists on a physical plane. They don't talk. Animals. Animal life exists on both the physical and the conscious plane. They do communicate. My best friends are animals, felines. Why? Well, you know why. Now, man, you might call us part of the animal kingdom, but we are above animals because we have a spirit. We might be low in the pecking order of created beings. We might be lower than the angels, but we will judge angels someday. But we are higher than animal life because we have a spirit. So man, life exists on three planes, the physical plane, the conscious plane, and the spiritual plane. And considering the same degree by which the plant life is separated from the animal life by the inclusion of the consciousness, so man, us humans, one human race, not race wars, one human race, so man is separated from the animal kingdom by the inclusion of the spirit aspect of our nature. See, I am. See, we're not the body. I am. You see, you're not your intelligent levels, right? You are an idiot. You are smart. You are a genius. Don't you hear the identity? No. I am. That's not who you are. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are the spirit. So your identity matters. Identity is absolutely critical. This is where we talk about the logical levels. The logical levels is a concept of learning and change. It was initially formulated as a mechanism in the behavioral sciences by anthropologist Gregory Bateson. It's based on the work of Bertrand Russell in logic and mathematics. See, Bateson identified four basic levels of learning and change, each level encompassing and organizing elements for the level below it. This is, by the way, from Dr. Robert Diltz. This is how he explains it. And each one having a greater degree of impact on the individual, the organism, or the system. The term logical levels, as it's used in NLP, was adapted from Bateson's work by Robert Diltz, and it refers to a hierarchy of levels of processes within an individual or group. The function of each level is to synthesize, organize, and direct the interactions on the level below it. Changing something on an upper level necessarily does radiate downward, precipitating change on the levels below it. Changing something on a lower level could, but not necessarily does, affect the upper levels. And he identifies the six levels. The lowest level is identity. Above that's beliefs and values, capabilities, behavior, and environment. A sixth level is referred to as spiritual. And by the way, those are backwards. I was looking at them backwards. I got this written down here. So it'd be spirit, identity, beliefs and values, capabilities, behavior, and environment. The sixth level, referred to as spiritual, can be defined as a type of relational field which encompasses multiple identities, forming a sense of being a member of a larger system beyond one's individual identity. And you guys understand that just like there are levels there of learning and level of change, James Clear identified three levels at which change can occur. You can imagine the three layers, he says, like an onion. The first layer is changing your outcomes. That's the lowest level. This level is concerned with changing your results, losing weight, publishing a book, winning a championship. Most of the goals you set are associated with this level of change. The second layer is changing your process. That's what Leadership Awakening is. It's a process. It's a system. This level is concerned with changing your habits and systems, implementing a new routine at the gym, decluttering your desk for better workflow, developing a meditation practice. Most of the habits you build are associated with this level. Now, the difference with I do and with that, when I said this is kind of what we do, I do hit the identity. Which now you're going to hear what he says. He says the third and the deepest layer is changing your identity. And this is what really happens in my training. That's what you heard from the two guests. They believe they're different people. They are different. If I ask them, I am, like I did Joshua, his I am statements before class and his I am statements after class were totally different. And because he had changed his identity, who he is, then how he's shown up this week is totally different. So this level is concerned with changing your beliefs and worldview, your self-image, your judgments about yourself and others. Most of the beliefs, assumptions, and biases you hold are associated with this level. Outcomes are what you get. Processes are about what you do. Identity is about what you believe. When it comes to building habits, the lat that last when it comes to building a system of 1% improvements, it really does start with our identity. Why? Because your habits shape your identity, and your identity shaped your habits. It's a two-way street. The formation of all habits, Clear says, is a feedback loop. It's important to let your values, principles, and identity drive the loop rather than your results. The focus should always be on becoming the type of person, not getting a particular outcome. That's what I'm doing. I have rewritten. I have changed. There's some habits I've been working on overcoming, and now I've changed my identity. I am healthy, organized, orderly. I am a powerful warrior for God. I am someone people admire as an example they want to follow. My top 10 of who I am, I'm an arrow in the quiver of Yahweh. I'm healthy. I'm organized. I'm a giver. Jehovah Jireh is my provider, my portion. I'm orderly. I'm a great example of who others want to be. I'm a son of El Elyon, the Most High God. I'm an overcomer, more than a conqueror. I'm a winner, a soul winner. I'm a powerful, positive, present force for good and God in this darkening, God-demeaning world. So you got to remember, on the neurological levels, it's easier to change things at the bottom versus the top. Change places takes place from the top down. Remember, your basic level is your environment, your external constraints. You operate on that environment through your behavior. Your behavior is guided by your mental maps and your strategies, which define your capabilities. These capabilities are organized by belief systems and values. Beliefs and values are organized by our identity. Your identity derives its essential meaning from its spirit. Why are you here? See, here's the key with life. Identity is second from the bottom. See, I told you before, and I believe this, man is the problem. Bible is pretty clear that all fall short of the glory of God. The Bible is clear that the heart of man is wicked. Who can understand it? Given the chance to do darkness or bad, most people will. Not all, and not all the time. But we all fall short of the glory of God. And here's the problem. We kind of keep working on ourselves because that changes everything below us. But there's a level above identity. It's called spirit. In NLP, they don't believe in God because NLP is all about quantification. I believe in the God of the Bible. I know Jesus is real. I know he lived. He became man. He walked on this planet, lived a perfect life, and died for my sins. And so you might not believe in that, but you got to know there's something above you. And so here's what I'm telling you. If the issue on this planet is man, and he is, man can't solve the problem it's called man. Einstein said you can never solve a problem at the same level it's created at. And so we got to figure this God thing out because our country's dying, our family is dying, our communities are dying, our hope and our dreams are dying, and it doesn't need to be this way. We've got to resuscitate the heart and clear up the mind. Go to likeitmatters.net. Our final class for Like It Matters, December 7th through 9th, Dallas, Fort Worth. Don't miss it. I'm Mr. Black reminding you, when you live your life like it matters, it does.
You have been listening to Mr. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.